tackling. I think we did a really good job tackling. It's one thing that our coaches really emphasize as far as with the corners and the secondary, make sure we're able to get them on the ground. Communication was really good. We understood, just had the calls, getting the calls out. So I think as a whole, we did pretty good. Just trying to get to the ball a little bit more and creating more turnovers. We didn't have too many like strips or interceptions. So I think that is something else that we could work on. But besides that, man, the tackling was really well and the communication was really good.
Is that a point of emphasis for you this season? Or maybe not always
yet? Yeah, no, definitely. You know, my thing, just trying to be locked in, just trying to play my coverage. When I'm in good shape, make sure I get my head around and creating turnovers. That's the biggest thing, you know, just trying to get the ball back to the offense. I feel like with my playmaking skills, just being in, when I know I'm in good shape, being able to get my head around.
Joe, the receivers are having a tough time here in camp, but going up against you guys in the secondary. How much is it a function of what you guys are doing in that defensive backfield, making their lives so difficult?
You know, we're just competing, trying to get them better. The biggest thing with us is just if we got man-to-man calls, coach says that they're man-to-man, don't let them catch it. We're in zone, making them check it down. So just everybody doing their part, just working, grinding, trying to get them better. And, you know, it's just tough ball. When we play in a man-to-man, we're just not trying to let them get the ball.
How about Jabril showed up a little bit last night and made some plays. And what have you seen from Jabril so far, and what kind of addition is he to your defensive backfield?
I think he's going to be a really good addition, man. His football IQ is very high. He understands the game. I could tell that early when we started installing the playbook, and he's out there. He likes to make noise, and he's very active, but just making great calls, making the checks, seeing what's going to happen before it happens. You could tell he plays with such an energy. He loves the game. He's having fun out there. So, I mean, he brings a passion, and with him being smart, a smart football player, I mean, he's able to talk and relate the calls very well.
Do you think, you know, that adds – you know, just something to you guys that will help you establish, you know, your sort of impact and big playmaking identity back there? I mean, you're bringing in Jamar now. Jabril just gets added into that.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. We have a live group. We have a group of dudes that are just really, really love the game, football smart. And that's that. You can go a long way when coaches installing different plays, different techniques, and we're able to just understand what's going on. Not only knowing what we got to do, but we're starting to look at the offensive concepts and just understanding how we're going to play types of routes and schemes. So, I mean, it's really good having him there and with Jamar and J-Mac, just people that are football smart. Their football IQ is very high. So being able to have that is a big help in the secondary.
What's something you've learned about him that's impressed you?
My thing was his football smarts, just how much he understands the game, how much he understands his concepts, and he was able to grasp the playbook so fast. So you're able to play so much faster when you know what you're doing. And Jabril, he has a very good understanding of defensive concepts.
Is it kind of mind-boggling to think everything he did in Michigan? He played like 15 positions. I mean, do you think that could prepare him to kind of handle anything from his way in the NFL?
Yeah, I think that's just what helps out his football smart. He's able to go play offense, able to go play linebacker, safety. When you're doing that, you have to know everybody's job. So he just has a very good understanding of that, and being able to be a returner and all that. I mean, the more you can do, and I think that it's not overwhelming to him. He understands the game. He has a very good understanding of it, so he's able to grasp a lot of different positions.
Since the draft, we've asked you a lot about Miles. Mm-hmm. But now that you've seen him in pads and in action, it's one thing to see him out in shorts and jersey and all that stuff. But now that you've actually seen him in live action, what jumps out?
A little bit of everything. You know, his size, his strength, him being able to get around the edge so fast, and then him being so big and strong. I haven't really been able to see anybody that big that can bend, that can dip, that can get around the edge, and then same time being able to go from speed to power the way that he does. So, I mean, he brings stuff that you can't teach, and just being able to see him get off the ball, come around the edge, play so strong, I just know that he has a bright future. He understands he has a lot to learn. He doesn't come in there like he knows everything. He just works. He works hard. He doesn't say too much at all. So, I mean, I love the dude.
As the number one pick, I mean, obviously, there's the hype that comes with that. Mm-hmm. Everyone's watching you. And you've been here since 2010. And every year we always ask you about the first round picks and how great they're going to be and stuff like that. Do you get just a different feeling about him?
I get a mature, grown man, adult feeling from him. I get a dude that's just ready to, more of a veteran, more than he's been in the league for a while. It's just he's here doing his job, whatever the coaches say, that's what he wants to do. He's going 100 miles an hour, no talking back to nobody. It's just whatever you want him to do, he's going to go do it, and he's doing a good job at it. So, I mean, that helps.
Joe, you know, when I see some of your tweets and your social media, you just seem so fired up for the season, fired up for what you can bring to the table this year. Why are you, just so out there and so hyped up about this year?
I'm just excited to play ball. You know, being the last 2 years, haven't been the way that I wanted it to, and I'm finally feeling healthy. I'm excited about Coach Williams. I'm excited about our defense with Kirko, Jamie, Peppers, Miles. I'm just excited about what we can bring as a defense, and I'm just excited to be out there and being able to make some plays and be back out on the field. Felt good to be back in the stadium, being able to tackle, being able to get after it. So I'm just excited, man. It's just got that re-energized, just like, man, it's the season time. I got 16 regular season games. Hopefully we're going to get to the playoffs and make some stuff happen.
And how, was it so much harder on you last year than any of us realized, or maybe even the fans realized how you kind of had to go out there and cut it out before you did?
Yeah, it was tough. Last year was probably the toughest year I've ever had. But it's just, it all comes around. God works in mysterious ways. I love the game so much that it's tough from the outside looking in to see, man, Joe, he's hurt. When he can never stay healthy. I'm not trying to get hurt. I'm not trying to not be out there helping my guys. So it was tough for me, but just understanding you can control what you can control. I worked my tail off after my surgery, trying to get back to be 100% to be able to do all the training camp. So I'm just ready to go and just excited to play ball.
Seeing your teammates, bringing their kids to training camp and stuff like that. But now that you're that guy,
yeah,
what's that like?
Oh man, it's unbelievable being able to see him out here crawling around the grass, just hanging out. That's what it's all about. Joe T, now I've seen him. Now he got 3 kids out there with him. So just being able to watch people bond with their families and everybody. That's what it's all about. It's really what people out here doing it for their loved ones. So just being able to interact with them and him coming out here to see what I do. It's amazing.
You already getting recruited?
Man, I'm telling you, I know he's getting recruited already from Coach. Coach Greg Williams said he's looking a little big, so he get excited for him.
So do you really feel after the 2 surgeries that you had, do you just feel 100% ready to go this season? You feel really good and healthy?
Man, I can just feel that gear I need to get to, changing direction, being able to move, one-on-ones, not feeling like I can't open up. I'm honestly feeling good to go. I'm just excited I'm able to just play the way that I've been wanting to play.
Is there a moment in camp where you test yourself somehow and you say, I feel like Joe Hayden of old?
Man, when you're out there doing one-on-ones or we're doing these 11-on-11s, those are live bullets. So I'm locked in like it's a game. When they're running these go balls, they're running the fade routes, and we're playing cover zero, and I'm playing all these situations like I would play it in the game. I'm bursting like I would be bursting in the game. And when you're coming out and your body just reacting the way that you know it can, it's a good feeling.
Hey, you said something a couple minutes ago that I wanted to ask you about. You said, last year was probably the hardest year you've had to deal with. And the previous year you missed a lot of games with other injuries, a couple concussions. You think last year was harder because playing through it, not everybody knows what you're going through, and you're not able to be yourself?
Last year was a little harder because I was actually on the field and couldn't do what I wanted to do.
Gotcha.
Couldn't open up, couldn't run full speed. And when you're covering those dudes, nobody really knows that. They're like, Joe's playing, he's ready to go. And that just was a tough situation where I'm not trying to keep making excuses, but if you can't open up, you can't open up. You're just trying to just do what I can to make those plays. So just not being out there and not being myself was tougher than not being out there at all.
How about what are you seeing in Deshaun so far?
I see he has a very, very powerful arm. He has a very strong arm. He believes in it. He's able to make a lot of the throws. But honestly, for me, when I'm out there, it's so hard for me to tell about which quarterback's throwing. I'm like, I'm trying to pick off any one of them. It really didn't matter who's back there. So, he's doing a great job. I could tell he has the size, he has the skills. He seems very poised, but I probably wouldn't be the best one to ask yet.
What kind of goals or expectations do you have for yourself this year?
I'm just trying to be the best I can be, trying to just help this team win, you know, all of the other accolades and stuff. It'll come when I just ball out. Good? Oh, you got it. Go ahead.
I was just thinking of that pass breakup you had in the end zone yesterday in the stadium. I mean, is that kind of a nice feeling after everything you've been through to be back in the stadium and do that?
Seriously, that was just being out there making plays, being able to play, being able to, and that was a double move, just being able to make sure, like, that's another time when I just know I'm on it, when I can be able to, he ran a double and I'm able to just get back on top the way I felt like it, looked back, see the ball. I mean, it just felt natural.
Does it feel like, I mean, does Greg Williams just have so much faith in you? And has he really been telling you how much he needs you to be great this year?
He believes in me, man. He really does. And he always just tells me, like, Joe, this is going to be the best season that you've had this year since you've been here. And he just, his belief in me, and I think he sees also how much this means to me, how hard I practice, how much I'm trying to stay in the young guys' ears, how I'm trying to just be locked in. Just trying to take the approach of a vet and get everybody to a certain level, because I really feel like we can have a nice defense.
And I mean, the way the front is, that should help you guys. I mean, if they're getting that pressure, that's got to really help you guys.
The front seven is our biggest help. That's the biggest thing that can help us. If you can get the quarterback off his spot, getting him feeling uncomfortable, throwing off the back leg, getting balls tipped, anything like that. And those dudes are getting after, so they should be that's going to be our best front.
Hey Joe, I think we've all written, like, you know, if Joe Hayden can return to 100% and, you know, be 2014, you know, version, you know, with no health issues, that it could just elevate the defense to another level. Do you ever think about what you coming back and having the season you want to have would mean for the big picture of the defense?
No, all the time, man. When we talk about the pieces that we have on the defense, the Jamies, Kirko, Miles, Danny, I feel like I'm a cornerstone to be able to take away the number one. So if I have the number one receiver and we can neutralize that, I mean, that's going to be big. And I think about that all the time. I mean, that's why I'm here. That's why I get paid the bucks. So I got to do what I got to do.
Do you see A.J. Green and any of those guys in the offseason? I mean,
I usually see, I see Antonio Brown and A.J. He comes to my softball game. So I didn't get to see them, either one of them, just because I had my surgery. So I was out in California getting my rehab, man. So I didn't get to see him this year. But we know what it is. It's always competitive.